Rob Gordon from Beckett. I want to thank the roundtable today for realizing that it's not a good idea to call the U.S. Postal Service snail mail. Some people think it's really funny, but others of us who are senior citizens rely on it. And, you know, it's actually not that bad for what they're faced with. So just congratulations and thanks for mentioning that, you know, the Postal Service doesn't have to be dead unless we put nails in its coffin.
My name is Margaret Doner. My town is Stattsburg. I just listened to Stephen Gottlieb, and I wanted to say that it was brilliant. I was so excited to hear truth anywhere, in any media, in any way, shining such a sharp and truthful spotlight.
Martha Winston, Gansfort, New York. The helicopter bacon report that I heard on All Things Considered reminded me of why I am ashamed to be a member of the human race. Shooters on the low-flying helicopters in Texas could be heard ecstatically cackling and chortling as they killed and wounded the fleeing wild hogs. How many of the wounded died slow, agonizing deaths? Who cares, right? I am reminded of a quote from the mathematician Pythagoras, who said, "As long as man continues to be the ruthless destroyer of lower living beings, he will never know health or peace. For as long as man massacres animals, they will kill each other. Indeed, he who sows the seed of murder and pain cannot reap joy and love." Amen to that.
My name is Emily Cavan. I'm calling on Thursday, October 1st. I'm from Plainfield, Massachusetts. I was listening to a conversation with Alan. I'm afraid I didn't get the gentleman's name, but he's written a book about New York State. They were talking about James Fenimore Cooper. One of the funniest things I have ever read in my life is Mark Twain's piece called The Literary Offenses of James Fenimore Cooper. And if you Google Mark Twain and Literary Offenses of James Fenimore Cooper, you will find it. I have won bets with people that they couldn't read it without laughing out loud. But since the conversation was about how relevant he was to New York State and just may have written the first American novel, I just thought people might think it was amusing and interesting to see what Mark Twain thought of the literary works of James Fenimore Cooper.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Call in Cambridge, New York. I'm listening to the roundtable, and I think that the moderators are sort of getting lost, and I think Ray Graff is correct. The Pope met with a lot of people. I think that he might have just had an ecclesiastical visit with Kim Davis, even though he's not of her faith. I think there's something called pastoral confidentiality. Just because he hugged her doesn't mean he validated her. Reaching out and being kind to people does not necessarily validate them. You don't know what he said, and there is confidentiality there. So we don't really know the circumstances. And for everyone to get really ballistic, I think, is really unfair, and it just shows that they don't really understand how religious leaders work.